Okay, so, ooh, okay, so we're now at the part of the episode where we shout out our patrons. If you don't hear your name here today, it's because your name was on episode 18, which was called, what was that episode called?
What was it called? Oh, Float Pod. You were on Float
Yes,
Pod.
yes. So if you don't hear your name here today, it's because you have already been properly shouted out on our very special episode called Float Pod. So today we are going to shout out the remainder of our new patrons. Thank you so much for joining our Patreon. It is so wonderful. We recognize a lot of names here, so just your continued support has been awesome. So without further ado, thank you so much, Kristen.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, Nick. Hey, Nick. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Sahara.
I love that name.
Sahara, Sahara.
I'd be calling her Sahara Seas.
Okay.
Thank you, Claire. Hi, Claire.
Thank you,
Claire's a
Summer.
doctor.
Oh, hey, Claire.
Yes. Thank you, Shelly. Yeah.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you, Wendy. Hey, Wendy.
Thank you, Stephanie.
And thank you, Cameron. Cameron, how's that tongue scraper doing? Cameron was at our first Monday Night Live and received a tongue scraper as a complimentary gift.
You know what? I remember
So,
that, and I almost messaged him and said, "How was that tongue scraper?" But I don't know if he's over it yet, and if we can keep bringing it up. Can we keep bringing it up?
I literally messaged him yesterday because I was at the dentist and got a new tongue scraper, and I got him a blue one just in case the white one got cruddy and gross. So, Cameron, if you're listening, I know you probably need a new one. You had that one in May. I got you a new blue one yesterday when I went to the dentist. Always thinking about you, Cameron.
Thank you,
Go ahead.
Holly. I love Holly. Holly is so sweet. She sends me the nicest DMs on my private account all the time. Thank you, Holly.
She's wonderful. Thank you, Jessica.
Jessica. Love you, Jessica. Thank you,
Thank you,
Liz.
Liz. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Tara.
Thank you, Stephanie, with an FANIE.
Yep, thank you, Stephanie. So, again, thanks so much for joining our Patreon. Thanks so much for engaging with all the content that we've been putting out. It's been really heartwarming and amazing and wow, especially in a pandemic.
In a
It's like
pandemic.
who makes friends in a pandemic? We do.
It's so nice. I mean, the private Facebook group, the Patreon, like people are in there, like they're actual
Amanda,
friends.
do I gotta explain this again? I have been cultivating online friends in my head for 20 years. Do you think that I would interact with demons?
No.
I literally would never interact with demon. Every person that you see here, every person that has loved this podcast, I don't fuck with people that aren't welcoming. I don't fuck with people that aren't cool.
Yeah.
What are you, crazy? That would never
They're
happen.
so
That would never
good.
happen.
They're so good.
That would ne Also, if that was the case, there wouldn't be a podcast. 'Cause I don't do social media for people to be talking shit to me. You get what you get and you don't get upset. So, thank you so
Thank you,
much.
guys.
What'd you do today?
Oh gosh, you know what? I didn't do very much, because I didn't have to, which is it's been a few weeks since I've had that luxury to just like have a cup of coffee. And Bennett is like super into wanting to learn how to cook. I think, did I tell you that?
That he's an amazing man in a
He
child's body? Yes.
so he what he's like super into wanting to learn how to cook. And so he is, and he normally does this, but like it's escalated lately. So this morning he's found our crystal champagne flutes, and he's filled them with ice water, and he's toasted two pieces of bread and spread butter on them and brought them into me to bed and laid them on my side table. And he wakes me up with a kiss and he says, "I made you guys breakfast." And I was like, "Oh my God, who are you?" He made dinner tonight. Like he's literally a 40-year-old man in an 8-year-old's body.
He's the sweetest baby.
Oh, Oh, he's so cute. So I just
did
I didn't,
your coffee taste good though?
He put
or
too
was
much
it like oh
too much cream. I said I like mine lighter than Daddy's, and it was very, very full of oat milk, but it was okay.
That's so crazy you say that, because today while I was laying on the couch for maybe like the ninth hour of the day, I was like, I wonder if I could, if now would be an appropriate time to teach Shalom how to make my coffee exactly how I like my coffee.
Oh, of course. She is the ripe age to do that stuff.
Huh. I gotta tread lightly though, because she's already feeling a lot of... She hates remote.
Yeah.
So
same
I'm
here.
I'm trying to come up with all these creative solutions to distract her from the fact that
she thinks her life sucks.
Oh, she fucking hates
it. I know.
And every day nominates a new idea. Like, she's sitting around really thinking hard on how to pitch me going back to school. But the thing is, it's hybrid. It's 2 days. That's really going to waste my time.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to go dip your toe in a little bit of coronavirus for you to do 2 days. But those 2 days is also a scheduling nightmare for me.
Uh-huh. Oh, of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to put her on the bus. So now I'm going to wake up at 6:10 to get her dressed, then put my other ones in the car in the cold winter in pajamas to drop her at school and then pick her up mid afternoon, but mm-hmm. will the other two be done? It's like I
oh,
can't. It's too much.
It's a mess. It's a total mess. My two. I had to drop them a couple weeks ago because they could. At the time, the district was still hybrid, so Wednesdays was the day where nobody was in the building, and so they offered to the virtual kids, if you want to come in and take this test, you can. It's optional, but you'll be in these rooms. It'll just be virtual kids. You know, we'll have it sanitized or what have you. So I dropped them, but I was like flipping out because they needed to be there by 9. I got there early because I had to be back to my house for Lennox's 9 o'clock Zoom meeting. And I thought, oh my God, how could you couldn't have somebody at home that couldn't help themselves and somebody in person and manage it and be successful.
Right. But at the same time, Shalom's the only one who her remote schooling is she's zoomed into the classroom that currently exists.
Yeah, that sucks.
So she is being actively ignored all day because the teacher is engaged with actual students in the flesh.
Right.
So she's either staring at a wall and waiting to be called on, or she's sitting in a waiting room all day. With my others, they're in remote and the teacher is remote and all of the students are also, you know, so everybody's in a bedroom.
Right.
And they're getting one-on-one time. They're getting called on. There's times to be unmuted for everybody, you know, like.
There's some sense of community that she's not getting.
Right. And the fucked up part of it is sixth grade. This is the time where if you're a kid and you start to hate school, sixth grade is the time to start doing it if you want to fucking, you know, develop a rebellious hoe nature. Like, this is... So I'm concerned. I want my kid to be a kid who loves school and is a nerd.
Well, have you considered pulling her out for this year and doing something independently?
Not with these taxes we pay, no. You motherfuckers gonna teach my child. No. No.
I was going to say that might, like, if she maybe had some autonomy over, you know, being able to structure her interests in a way that she could kind of, like, pick her own program for the year. I mean, it would be a lot of extra work on your part to kind of, like, figure out what the curriculum is and make sure that it's all set up, you know, according to whatever your state's guidelines are, but...
You know what? Yesterday, she and I had a conversation, and she's starting to feel the thing where, like, all her classmates or the friends that she has left, whose parents are like me, they all have a thing that they do. You know, this one likes soccer. This one, you know, goes to fucking hip hop dance class. Everybody yeah. has a thing that they love to do. And she's like, I don't have a thing. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't know what my talent is. And I was like, you do. You have plenty of talents. You are an amazing organizer. You're an amazing interior designer. Like, your interests lie in things that you, some of your friends don't even understand. Like, Shalom has a fashion eye. Shalom, she has things. And I was like, it's just that those things don't require a gregarious socializing activity to hone.
Yeah.
They just live inside of you. And so you're feeling left out. And like, the girl was on the brink of tears. So I was like, ugh. So now I got to sign her up for a soccer class she's going to hate. Like, what? Now we just got to start test running a bunch of shit that she's going to hate anyway. Like, what?
You know what you should look into? There is a website that I keep seeing advertised called OutSchool. And it is a program where she can go in and she can find subjects that interest her. And then she can take live online classes with people who are experts in that field. She'll be with other kids her age in this like virtual classroom setting. And then they get a project. They either learn about a topic or they do something together or they learn a skill. And some of them go from like just a couple hours in an afternoon to something that's like 30 days, you know, long. That might be something where she could go kind of explore some of those interests.
Yeah, she's going to need something. What I did do is, so for me, I got to keep her liking school. That's it's a two-pronged problem. Got to keep her liking school, but also got to make her feel like she has social interaction with her peers.
Yeah.
So, yesterday I was busy all day.
Right.
Creating a Rosh Hashanah amazing event. Because it's the last holiday we're really gonna do.
Yeah.
It's fucking gonna be too cold. It was already cold yesterday at like 3 p.m. It's gonna be too cold to really be sitting outside trying to carve up turkeys and shit. Like, it's not. So I felt like yesterday, you know, to celebrate Rosh Hashanah and get our families together, it was gonna be, you know, a doozy and it was gonna be the last of it. But my sister-in-law is home. She's a school teacher, but she's home till January, so she's not exposed. But my nephew and niece are in high school, and they go every day. So, you know, it was like I had to set up, and I had to make it nice and not make it feel so apart and distant. So we did 3 tables on the deck in a circle with a fire pit in the middle. It was cute, very nice. Justin and I worked really hard on it. Everybody had a lovely time. And then I thought about it, and I said, you know what? This is going to be Shalom's activity outside. So this Friday coming, I have figured out a way to throw a sheet, drape a sheet over a folded towel and project the projector onto that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have the fire pit on and hope that none of her little friends fall in that fire. And it's a big litigious situation. But still, I have those packets to make the fire rainbow color.
Yeah, that was cute.
I'm going to order a pizza. I'm going to have individualized snacks. I'm going to get those hooded blankets out there. I'm going to get my chaise lounges out there. There's going to be pillows, and it's going to be no little sisters allowed. Shalom's going to have a stay late play date. She asked me not to call it play date, but that's what it is.
Yeah. Oh, cute.
A stay late play date from 6 to 9 Friday. They'll be out there in the cold. In the open air, no masks, you know, apart on their own little stations. But I'm going to set up 3 different lounging areas. So you can lounge in this area with blankets, you can lounge in this area with blankets, or you can lounge in this area with blankets. You just can't lounge together.
Yeah.
But y'all are going to be together, and they're just going to be plugged into their phones doing... They're going to be looking at their phones with the projector going, but feeling like they're in a living room together.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to try to do that every Friday until it's too cold and she can't do it anymore.
That's really cute. That's a great idea.
Now, will she like school?
Will she like school? No, but I definitely think that it will help grease the wheels because I have been letting Quinn have little interactions here and there, and it's definitely helped a ton. And she's actually starting back up to gymnastics tomorrow night, which I think is also going to help a ton.
Because what, she's just moody all day?
Yeah. I mean, she sounds happy when she's interacting. Oh, you know, I hear her downstairs because she's chosen to work downstairs and the boys are up here. And so she's, you know, she seems happy enough and chit-chatting with, you know, her friends in class. But it's that time when everything's done, or she's just done for the day. I mean, she says she has a hard time concentrating during the Zoom meetings, which I get. That's got to be so hard to do. So I've just tried to be really flexible and just say, hey, listen, you're going to do your work this day. It doesn't all have to be done by a certain time, but it has to be done, you know, before you go to bed. And then however you choose to spend your time outside of that, God, I don't care anymore. Whatever makes you happy is like what I want you to be doing.
Yeah, I don't see Shalom. She's in that room all day. And I check her social media and I mean, she has TikTok and it's locked down. I check it and she seems normal, but I know my kid is not happy.
Yeah.
But it's coinciding too with that weird time that your kid starts to hate you for no ass reason. So the pandemic on top of her being this age is like getting hard for me. And yeah. I'm trying to straddle that line between not being annoying.
Yeah.
And not asking too many questions, but also kind of like, dude, what the fuck? I try so hard for you.
Yeah.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah. We just had that conversation tonight.
Oh, what happened?
just super rude at the dinner table. And Chris sent her to a room and she came in and she apologized to me. And I said, okay, I said, you need to make sure you go apologize to your dad because you are the one directing all of that vitriol at him. And she's like, I don't think I need to apologize. And I was like, that response right there shows me that you're not truly sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you noticed that? They get like, all I said was, can you get her a fork? And it's
and she just like pulled her head back and like
like what? Yeah, Shalom unzips her face on everybody for no ass reason now. And she was, when I tell you, the sweetest, loveliest,
yeah,
most gentle, demure, dainty little girl, like this new person, like you can't touch them. There's no hugging them. Mm. Don't touch her.
Oh no, Quinn does like hugs. And she regularly asks to snuggle.
Oh, lucky you, because I will just gang bust and go lay in her bed with her covers. And she'll be like, really?
Is this happening, really? Oh.
Yeah.
No.
So, like, that's, and we used to kick it like that all the time. Even if it was, you know, I coming in and I'm borrowing her phone charger. It used to be where I would lay down, borrow her phone charger, and then we would chit-chat while we were both, you know, in our phones or whatever. I was playing with her hair, and now it's she's like, do you have percentage yet? Or...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm losing her. She's gone. But I think she thinks I'm annoying.
Well, I mean, they all do. Like, I took the kids last week to Starbucks. And we were in the drive-thru, and I don't even know what was playing. Something, and we had the windows down. It was a nice day, and the kids were having fun until the woman came to the window, and then Quinn started to, turn it down, turn it down, turn it, mom, stop, turn it down. I was like, what?
Yeah, can
turn it up?
it's like, can I? But then I think Shalom feels bad. Like, she'll realize that I know. That she knows, that I know, she thinks I'm uncool. And then we'll randomly, out of nowhere, because after Rosh Hashanah, I just texted her. She was literally sitting by me, but I texted her because that's her means of communication.
Right.
I texted her rather than saying it because, you know, also the other thing is I have to create these, like, secretive avenues because, you know, Maja and Shira get a whiff of anything Shalom's getting, and it's, what? That's not fair. And I'm like, y'all are little as hell, and can't be trusted by a fire. B, no one wants to be around you. You know, like, they're in hardcore little sister mode with Shalom, and she cannot deal with them.
Yeah.
So I texted her and was, you know, explained the extravaganza that I was planning in my head, and she really liked that, but it was still one-word answers.
No.
Yay! Exclamation, thumbs up, heart, cool. Like, is it cool or is it not cool? I'm going to need a paragraph at least.
Right.
Like,
right.
But I can't say that.
Answers. Oh, no, I know. Mine does the same exact thing. And I will send her, like, on your telling me that you send Shalom like random texts and things. I was like, that's really cute. I'm going to start doing that. And so like I'll see something funny on Instagram. And lately I've been sending her videos, but they're not going through his videos. And she's like, Mom, it's just a picture. And I'm like, okay, God.
Yeah, you annoying. Cool trying. Trying to connect with me and can't even get it right, asshole. Why don't you go back to your room? Yeah, and so, and worse is now I'm having all these feelings extremely heightened because I am the person that Pen 15 is made for.
Uh-huh.
We are that age.
Yep.
So did you watch Pen 15 the first season?
I did, and I was going to start the second one today, but I watched a bunch of other shit instead.
Wrong. You need to rectify that. So I devoured the first season. I loved it.
Yes.
And it was a visceral reaction. Like, it's not a show you just watch. It's a show you literally live through and feel. And then the accuracy sends, like, shivers down your spine. You're like, yeah. How are you capturing this? And also, like, I don't mind that it's two grown-ass women playing 13-year-olds. Like, I believe that shit. They are believable.
They are, yeah.
They are brilliant. They're amazing. Like, this show is so good. So, I picked up and started watch. Last night, actually, dead tired. We talked about this. Dead tired.
Mm-hmm.
Knew I was going to have to fuck.
Wow. After all of that work during the day?
Girl.
Justin. Girl,
it was marathon. My back hurts.
Give
today,
this woman a break.
I was up. I was out and about doing coronavirus things I don't do. I think I went into four stores. Four stores before 10 a.m. That's not a Melissa Beck thing. That ain't no shut in life. That was crazy. Home Depot, Lowe's, Home Goods, and Trader Joe's. Bitch.
A lot of stuff.
I needed to lay down by 10 a.m. I was like, yo, this. But by 10 a.m., all the furniture had to be moved and pressure washed. And the fucking, I was going to iron the tablecloths. So I was like, nah, motherfuckers, nah, I can't. You know, I was fucking, you know, washing gourds and pumpkins and placing them like an asshole. I was straight
Martha Stewart
yesterday. Yes. I was black ass Martha Stewart yesterday. And then cleaned all that shit by myself. But I get in a zone cleaning, so it's fine.
Yeah.
And you know, he works hard and he's crazy and tired and depressed. So I was like, you know, let him sit by the fire and sit with his thoughts and maybe come up with his next multi-million dollar idea so that I can be a spoiled housewife, because this ain't it. And I was trying to be, do teamwork.
Right.
After all that, then bathed the children, showered, had my kitchen right, my outdoor area right, reset. This motherfucker had lights dim and was, playing that playlist. There's a playlist that he plays.
Oh,
do I really? Second I hear that. Wanna baby? I'm like, oh, is he really trying to fight? Rather than me. And he must play with the volume because when I'm in the shower, he kicks it on. What?
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. My God.
Chris, we have a shower speaker and Chris will turn it on out of the room and something will come on that's like highly inappropriate and I'm like, God damn it, really?
And you know you're going out there and this is gonna be fucking time 100%. So he started playing that.
Wait, did he not listen to Friday's episode?
I think he's behind because he hasn't had any commentary, he hasn't had any notes, you know, he hasn't had any.
We had,
you know,
notes this week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What's Chris's problem? What's the problem?
Oh, he was
like, what's the problem?
He's like, I feel really bad listening to that. He's like, I know you've tried to explain it to me before, but that made me feel really selfish and bad. And I was like, I didn't mean to make you feel bad, but also like, it's not just me. And now maybe you better understand what I'm trying to get at.
Wait. Who the fuck is your husband? You mean to tell me? He listened to an episode about how and why women have low libidos and came away from it understanding and with a sense of remorse. Oh, okay. I don't know where they may. Well, I need to get Chris Mama on the phone because what? Because I'm already dreading Justin Beck hearing it. And I can already know what the notes are going to be. First of all, you shouldn't have said I was a bitch at the fucking float place, because that's not really how that happened. That's going to be the first note. Second note's going to be like, bro, people got to fuck their husbands. And also, like, I think you were lying. Like, you make it like you fuck a lot. And, like, you were trying to make it like Amanda wasn't fucking and you were. Because I don't really think that's how it was going. Like, I can already hear. I hope he forgets that this episode exists and just moves on. Matter of fact, take the episode offline. Because I can't.
Just go on his phone and delete it. Just take it right out of there. Hit play first with the volume down.
So, wait. Chris really? Wow.
Yeah. He even, so last night I fell asleep. He made an amazing dinner. We ate it outside because we have this beautiful weather. The fire table was going. I had my big Costco blanket and I just passed right out there on the little outdoor sofa. And so that meant that there was no activity last night. And then today he was making sure I was aware that today was the day. And after dinner, he was like, all that laundry you threw on the bed, he's like, put it in the basket, bring it out here. I'll fold it while you're recording because I don't want you doing any math in your head tonight. And I was like, wow, okay, well, I was going to go fold it anyways, but cool.
Wow. So you mean to tell me your husband's folding loads of laundry right now waiting for his pussy? Wow.
I mean, it's really no different than Justin cleaning the sink last week and sending you that picture.
But did you see the sink?
It wasn't great.
there are three loads of laundry literally sitting at Justin Beck's feet.
He won't do it. That's where
Justin Beck.
He doesn't fold laundry.
Burnett Beck's son. Oh no! You must have a different. You must have called the wrong. A boo doo doo. You're sorry. No. Justin Beck folding laundry, you must be out of your fucking gourd. Speaking of gourds, did I mention that I do like them little pumpkins now?
I
did.
I saw that. I was like, oh my gosh. You're just surprising me.
Okay, you know what it is though? I have these hidden talents that I don't talk about. And I think that the overall theme of me being a stank bitch who hates everything takes over. So it's hard for people to know and understand that under here, there's a fucking amenable ass person who literally loves hosting and being gregarious when it's time. But when it's not time, I don't give a fuck. But like, put together at the last minute, a very well run, executed event, girl, I love that shit.
It was so cute. Everything was so cute.
Thank you so much. I love that shit.
And did you have to cook all that food yourself?
Heck, girl, let's not get cook. I don't cook. I don't cook for events. That's not
okay.
That would not. I couldn't be running around to 5,000 different stores looking for accessories and shit and cooking. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm great, but I ain't that great.
Well, that's good. At least that took it off of your plate.
Listen, it was a long phone call of ordering, though. Yes. Not two rices. Two shirazi salads. Uh-huh. Could you also... Okay. The chicken platter, the steak platter, the shrimp platter. I'm going to need all those packaged separately now. It was a long phone. It was a long phone call.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's part of the battle. Saffron rice for that one. What does that girl eat? She don't eat that. Justin, what does your niece eat? So that was the call.
Yeah.
Chris, wow. He stresses me out a lot. I walked up three flights of stairs the other day and I must have had coronavirus because the bitch was winded.
You should come to my Zoom class.
You're going to give me the code. I'm not paying you $20.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna
tell you that right now.
No, you can have the podcast discount. But
I don't want my screen on.
No, but we do meet at 7 in the morning.
Okay. How long?
It's 40 minutes usually, somewhere between 30 and 40 minutes.
Okay, I just have to be cooking breakfast by 8 a.m.
Okay, well, maybe Justin can get it started.
He can't. Is it on the weekend?
No, during the week. What time does he leave for work?
Justin's out of the house at 6 a.m.
Oh, my God.
And, like, not back in this bitch till, like, 7 p.m.
Oof.
So, you know, I try to refrain from being, like, I'm a single parent because I'm not.
Yeah.
But I am.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a second. I don't want my screen on, and I also want modification. I also want modifications.
You can have all the modifications. It's literally, I train two women at the same time, and so they both log on. They do their own thing. It's super nice. They're very friendly. You can leave your screen off. Nobody gives a shit.
And then I also, I don't do burpees. Don't give me that plyo shit. I'm not doing a cardio and that.
Okay, you need we don't.
Whatever cardio you're going to work in there, it can't be with jumping. I don't like that shit.
Okay, well, don't worry. I don't do much cardio. Usually, it's like 2 days of strength. And then day three is like a mix of like cardio and core.
And so it's 3 days a week like that?
Yep.
Okay, so when does it start?
I have to text them tonight because we've been kind of off. The one is moving and the other one just moved and started a new job. So we're typically like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but sometimes things get shifted depending on what they've got going on.
Well, I don't care. Bitch, I'm in the class now too. Don't I have a say? We gonna do it tomorrow at 7. Shit.
I'll add you to the group text.
And then maybe Lisa, and then when I hang up here, I'm going to text Lisa because I think Lisa's getting in a fog and I think she's going to want to do it too.
Oh, no. Does she like to work out?
No.
So you guys
will if she has to. And we need to get it together because I want to be able to text her, not you, about all my muscle problems. So I need someone to do it. I'm like, girl, do you feel that in your left butt cheek? Do you feel that? I need to have someone to commiserate with who's not the instructor.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Am I going to be, like, how many, if so say I did this 3 days a week for the next 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Am I going to look like Zendaya? What are we talking about? I'm not kidding. I need to have an idea.
Here's the thing to remember. It's not just... fitness is a component, but it's such a small component. So when it comes to actually like getting physical changes in your body, your nutrition has to come into play as well. Because you ever hear like that phrase, like abs are made in the kitchen?
No. It's
stupid and I hate it, but it's a way to say that like if you want to have a certain physique, if you want to lean out or build muscle or what have you, you have to pay attention to what you're putting in your body because it's going to build whatever you're gaining, you know, lean mass wise, but then also making sure that you're creating that caloric deficit in the event that you want to lose fat.
Okay, well, I've been eating carrots for a snack.
Carrots are good. Do you like carrots?
I like carrots until I get that one errant one that's not crunchy and tastes earthy. I don't like
tastes
that.
Tastes really bad. I think the biggest thing that I have found for nutrition is that like you have to like what you're eating. I think that's the problem is that when people think they want to lose weight, they think that they can only eat certain foods or they'll cut things out and it just creates a larger problem in the end. So it's like just make sure you like what you're eating and then just be really mindful when you're eating that. You're like listening to your body and eating enough and not overeating and not stuffing yourself silly and creating all kinds of crazy, stupid food rules that you'll, you know, break within 2 weeks.
I mean, 2020 is a blur, so I can't really remember when it was, but I had a 4 month, I want to say maybe even a year streak of exercising, but then a 4 month within that year of exercising, 4 months of doing great nutritional shit. Like, bitch, I was eating ground turkey and fucking sweet potatoes baked and fucking quinoa and all that other bullshit that don't taste good, but I was starting to like it. Like, my body was like, oh yeah, I could go for a little pink yogurt with fucking chia seeds and bananas and walnuts in it, and like that'll hold me over for hours at a time and I won't be eating it like, ew, what the fuck? Because usually when I have to start changing my diet, I'm just like, ew, 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 this again, ugh.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But like once you start eating it for a while, you're like, okay, I can fuck with that right now. And that was the fittest I had ever been in a long time. I mean, maybe that was a year ago, 2 years ago. I can't remember, but I was looking cute. And that's what I need from you.
Okay. Well, you do also realize that, like, I can take you so far, but then you're going to have to be responsible for the rest of it.
No, homie. I'm telling you. I was, okay, took the girls to the dentist. We had to go up 3 flights of stairs. All 3 of them were cool. They got to the landing and were like, this way, mommy. And we're running to the, I was like, uh-huh, yeah. Like, I was not, I was struggling.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm going to need a lot of help and encouragement. I'm annoying. I'm just telling you now, I would be an annoying client. That's just for real.
Why? Because you
and I try not to be.
You no, I don't complain.
Okay. Nope. During the workout, I'd just be doing it. I mean, I'd be rolling my eyes and I'd be under my breath and shit and I'd be giving eyeballs. But I'd just be doing it.
Yeah.
But if we were doing, you know, also nutrition shit on the side and you were like, Melissa, did you eat this and did you eat that? Like, if we were my fitness pal friends, I would be sending you eyeballs like, okay, bitch.
No, see, like, the thing is, though, is that I don't think that I know for a fact that restrictive diets don't work. And I know that, like, being super, super, like, strict and restrictive on your diet is not helpful. So I would never, ever, ever shame you or say anything bad about anything that you eat, because I believe that there is room for everything in your diet, period. No exceptions.
Yeah, the crazy part is I don't really even eat that bad. I can't eat that bad because Justin doesn't want it in the house. Like, he's real weird about food.
Yeah.
And I don't, like, necessarily like the snacks my kids eat. And my kids don't really eat that bad either, you know? Like, they'll ask for cucumbers with hummus, little weirdos. So it's really going to be just a matter, it's the snacking on things that I do like. So, like, I'll say I'm hungry and I'll have had a normal, healthy, regular person's breakfast. Yeah. Then lunch will come around and I'll have been so busy that I can't just, you know, sit down and make a square, nice, healthy lunch. I'm not doing that. I fed my kids everything and I'll just nibble on whatever the fuck they ate. And then I'll eat, you know, a fucking fruit roll up and then I'll chill for the whole day. And then dinner will come around and I'm not really that hungry. So it's like, it's a combination of not eating and then eating just empty calories and drinking coffee, like, yeah, which sounds really gross, but that's what happens to a mom's life. There's no time.
It sucks. It's really hard. I find that I do the same thing. It'll be like 2 o'clock and I'm like, oh shit, I haven't eaten today. And so then I'll sit down and I just, like, eat so much food because I'm so hungry at this point. And then I'm not really hungry for dinner, but then by like 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'm hungry again. So it can be a hard place to get stuck in, I think, definitely, because especially now, if you're staying home and then you're managing schooling and everything else, it's like, it's so easy to not prioritize it, especially if you didn't, like, plan ahead and, you know, put something together, because it's tough.
Yeah. And, like, I find that I can see results quickly, like within 4 weeks, 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not necessarily restrictive, but if I just don't fuck around, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
Melissa,
yeah,
you're not just going to eat 2 pouches of gummy snacks just because they're there. What are you, crazy?
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to go for those dumbass carrots instead. But, like, I got to have them carrots on lock. They got to be, the bag got to be upright, looking right at my ass, because I really will just drink a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
As lunch, dead serious.
Yeah. Do you, like, if you really feel like getting back into, like, taking better care of yourself, like, you should set some goals that aren't connected to your aesthetic. Like, they should.
This is the part where if I was, like, let's say I was paying you for this service and it was a consultation, yeah, I would shift in my seat and really act. I would start doing active listening, nodding, yes, okay, and then get in the car and be like, this fucking lady trying to be like, you can't connect it to how you look, bitch. I'm trying to get cute. I don't know what.
Listen, you can definitely have an aesthetic goal. I think the hard part is that when that's the only thing that we're working towards, it can take a while to get there. And also, the picture in your head is probably going to be different than what your reality is and like what is sustainable for you. So there has to be a greater why in order to make it a habit.
Listen, tangentially and unrelated kinda, the thing is, I'm cuter in the face when I'm thick and snacky.
Yeah.
But my body is banging on the butt when my face gets skeletal and gross when my body looks great. So it's a tough place for me, and I've needed to find that middle ground where I can really like my body, but then my face starts looking crazy. But thank you, coronavirus, because we have masks for that. Or my face can look okay and my body can just look, you know. I mean, I'd be shaped like a chicken nugget sometimes, just dead ass. You know, I got that crispy golden exterior and that bubbly ass, you know, unsmooth shape. That's what I'd be looking like.
I think you are too hard on yourself. And I think that I would rather be 5 pounds, 10 pounds overweight and have a nice face than have a skeletal face. Do you know how old, not to name names, but look at Rachel Zoe. How old is she? For real, for real. Because.
No, I know. That's what they say. They say when you get too skinny, over time you lose that skin elasticity. And so yes. Every wrinkle shows. Every pore, every crevice. I know.
How old do the Olsen twins look?
Old. And also with coronavirus, I'm, you know, I need my tear troughs done. I have bags under my eyes that I can't fix. I need that thing. It's $800 and I need it. I'm starting to look crazy in the face. But also, where am I going and for whom? Why?
Right. Yeah. I haven't had Botox in almost a year. Because I'm just like, who's seeing me? Nobody's seeing me. And there's filters for that.
Right. The filters are my best friend and the mask. I just love it. But the texture of my skin is changing. A lot of things are changing. Like, I have skin tags on my back. Like, what the fuck? I think I have a fucking long ass second toe. I have a weird. I mean, I don't really think I have cellulite. And if I do, I just haven't seen it because I can't see the back of my legs. But
everybody has cellulite. I have cellulite. Everybody does.
Well, if I do, I haven't seen it, and it can stay unseen.
Well, and if you don't, then you're a magical unicorn, and everybody that listens to this is going to hate you forever and ever.
I mean, I don't have stretch marks on my stomach, and my stomach stretched crazy.
Really? Oh, God, you're lucky.
My stomach is still one crazy color. One, no stripes, none of that.
And your belly button? What's your belly button like?
My belly button is cute. She's a half innie, half outie.
Really?
She's cute. I mean, right now she's sitting on top of a big old mountain, but when my stomach's flat, she's cute. I don't have that.
You're lucky. Listen,
I could be cute. I could get it. If I could get it together, bitch. Well, I can't. I'm not even. Who cares? Where am I going?
Right.
Am I going to the fucking Emmys in my living room? Ain't nobody flipped.
I think you just have to find a place where you can live the life that you want and enjoy, as far as like your time commitment to fitness and exercise and your nutritional habits. And then also understand that like if living a life like fully restricted and like super tied into how you look is like what makes you happy, then at the end of the day, that's great. But I don't think that that's it for 99% of people. So if eating just carrots is going to, you know, make you feel like you're really missing out and having a terrible life, then like, what's the point? I would rather be able to have an ice cream sundae randomly on a Friday night with my kids than be like super concerned about what my macros look like for the day.
Oh yeah, I'm never going to be that level. But I also think I'm chasing. We've had this conversation. What's amazing is I think we've had 10 different variations of this conversation.
It's a normal conversation for women to have. There's so much emphasis put on that you know, post baby snapback. It's ridiculous, and it's
and
so
that's
fucking,
the fucking
frustrating.
Thing. I technically, on paper, should be very happy where I am with my level of non-fitness after having three kids.
Mm-hmm.
I should be very, I should not be sitting around like, oh, I'm just never going to make it. The thing is, I don't feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. My body feels tired after dumb shit. I feel like that's not a cool look. That's not cool.
Okay, so then that's your why, is that need to, like, feel, like, strong and capable in your own body and not feel worn out walking up three flights of stairs.
Right, but also...
being cute.
I mean, what's the point? I'm gonna just keep coming back. You know what, though? The other thing, though, is it doesn't even matter. You can get cute if you want to. Old is gonna come up on your ass. Old is coming. Old is here.
Oh, yes, it is.
So, like,
old
I can get
coming.
My body could be packaged in such a way, but, you know, the elbows ain't gonna lie. That neck ain't gonna lie.
Mm-mm, the tops of your hands.
We won't name names, but somebody who loves shoes, who was on a major network show on HBO for many, many years.
Oh, they're so bad.
What the fuck? And then she don't even get manicures, ma'am.
But her hands were always like that. They've just gotten progressively worse.
Well, you know, her problem is
smoking.
She smokes cigarettes?
I mean, she did all through the series. I just assume she also did in real life. Does she not?
Smoking cigarettes is so gross. Ew.
It's nasty.
No, what you have to do is when you're doing whatever you do to your face.
Yeah, you've got
to
do it to your hands.
Take that extra product and do it to the tops of your hands and your neck, dummy.
Yep.
Every day for the rest of your life. So my hands.
Oh, well, she could just, good. I mean, you can get hand rejuvenation. You can get IPL on the backs of them to take care of sunspots. And then they filler, like, just like they do for your face.
Yeah, but the tops of her hands look like a goddamn New York City subway map. This fucking lines and fucking rows and tracks and goddamn.
But I bet it would change if she put on 10, 15 pounds. She's also super, super thin. That's the thing.
Her body is banging. I don't give a shit. Her body looks good. I like that body. I like her
But her
teeth
face
and I like
is
her body.
So sunken in. Her
That's
eyes.
What happens to my face. I get gross
and her
like
cheeks.
That in the face.
Yeah.
You know who has horrible hands? And I feel so bad because a meme or not a meme, whatever, a thing was floating around on the internet maybe 2 weeks ago, last week. And someone messaged me on Twitter and was like, Melissa, this is trending on Twitter, but you literally said this 6 years ago and I've never not looked at her hands and thought this. She's like, but now everybody knows and you saw it first. You sure did. I mean, that's normal. I be fucking Nostradamus in this bitch all the time anyway. But Kyle from Real Housewives.
I don't.
You ever seen her hands?
I don't know who that is. No.
Yes, you do. Paris Hilton's aunt.
Oh, brown hair. Yes. And you know what? The only reason I know who she is because I watched that documentary. Continue.
Yes. Which we can talk about in 1 second. Kyle from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or whatever, many, many moons ago, I was like, God damn, her hands are meaty. her hands look like whatever meatloaf she making is going to be good as fuck. her hands are like just short, stubby fingers, but then every finger is meaty. But then on top of that, she puts rings and shit on every single one, calling attention to them.
No.
And not just any rings. I'm talking about rings from, like, you know, the kiosk you would go to in the mall that had all that fucking aquamarine jewelry, aqua shit with silver and all kind of clasps and shit and Native American type. She puts that kind of ring on every fucking finger.
Oh, no.
But then also talks with her hands. But the hands are like thick. Her hands are like a thick neck. Like
does
thick.
She does she keep her fingernails long or are they short?
No, her nails are short.
Ugh. I mean, I have really short fingers, but I'm also not on national television flaunting my hands around.
I mean, I have gorgeous, everybody's told me all my life, you have piano hands, you should play the piano. Your fingers are so long and slender. I got Asian-ass mercy hands. I mean, one thing I do see, that's the thing. I hate everything on my body, but my hands are banging. Yeah, the Paris Hilton documentary.
Oh, wow. That was, okay. It started and I was like, are we going to keep teasing that something bad happened to you? How long am I going to have to wait until you actually tell us what it is that happened? So that was the first part that kind of annoyed me.
Girl, they teased the whole thing and then she talked about it for 4 minutes at the end.
Yes. And I was just like, what the fuck? And there should have been more time spent with her mom, because I felt like that was like, that is the whole, I didn't need to see Paris at Tomorrowland getting ready to DJ and fighting with her boyfriend. I wanted that confrontation with her mother.
And who pretended she didn't know any of this was happening when, girl, you knew full well.
Yes. And like, how about Nikki? How about Nikki? Dad and I would have helped you.
Nikki pretended she didn't know either. I feel like, yeah, you were dropped off and I didn't know, but then we saw that footage while they were pulling together all the archival stuff for your film. That
and
we're
they're all
making.
In the fucking dorm room.
Like, girl.
I.
Everybody was acting. You know what, though? I came away with that with a lot of feelings about Nikki. Like, Nikki, you condescending motherfucker. Why are you talking to her like that?
Yeah, she was really shitty. I felt really bad for Paris. Like, I could see kids that I knew that, like, you know, they obviously didn't get sent to boarding school, but, like, so misunderstood and parents so unwilling to, like, I mean, her parents are so problematic in this whole situation. And, of course, you know, we don't know everything that happened or didn't happen in the house, but, like, that's your solution, is to send your kid to boarding school if she's acting out? She might
not
be
just
like,
one boarding school, not just one, 12 of them.
Right. But it's like that she could have, like, she's crying for help. She's unhappy. The child needs support. She doesn't need to be shipped off because she's, like, you know, bad for optics or whatever the fuck you guys are unwilling to deal with.
Yeah, you made the optics worse, actually.
Right.
The thing that also was interesting is she was like, well, you know, all of the Hilton siblings inherited millions, yes, and we got nothing.
Yeah.
Girl,
yeah.
First of all, you really want me to believe that? So, like, first of all, you're delusional. We had to work. You mean you had to pull in your shift at the store that was opened for you with the money that you got from your... What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. They tried to make it seem like they were very, like, run-of-the-mill, hardworking, like... people. It's like that no, that's,
yeah, you
not...
were millionaires born of millionaires. What are you talking about?
Right.
But the way that Nikki spoke with her hand on her, you know, that, yeah, that position, it was just coming from such a, like, I'm going to speak down on the, I mean no one knows her better than I do, and I feel like she was just philosophizing and shit, and at the end of the day, and we gonna have to cut this out, but at the end of the day, the reason why Nikki can sit up there and be all hoity-toity and shit is because we gonna dress that, or because they were running them flashback pictures, and I was like, Paris is looking like a goddamn model, and Nikki was over there. What the fuck?
Oh my god! Yeah, I felt bad for her. I felt bad that, like, she seemed to be so, the thing that killed me was at the end when they were like, so do you think that you can stop playing the role or stop playing the part, right? Because she talked about how her public persona is an act that she puts on. And she was like, no, because it would be a very expensive, like, divorce or something like that. And I was like, wow, this woman is really willing to continue to be so deeply, like, unhappy and unfulfilled because she wants, like, to see a certain number in her bank account. That blows my mind. Like, she could just literally sever ties with everything that she has, cut everything off, take all that money and retire and live in some little house out in the middle of nowhere and, like, have animals or whatever the fuck she wants and be totally set for the rest of her life. Probably two lifetimes.
Okay, but see, that's the all of them say that, You've read it. I've read 1,000 different ways to Sundown how these very rich children of celebrities who have access to money, but then also make money on top of their money, that they just want more. Like, I've read every sad interview where, Kylie feels misunderstood, and Kylie, it's hard being a billionaire, and Kylie, she wants to move to Iowa. No, Kylie doesn't. Kylie gets, the paparazzi's dresser. No, she don't. She called them motherfuckers. What you talking about? Kylie loves that shit. Kylie changes her outfit 12 times a day and is a straight up, that's her job. She loves that shit. What are you talking about? Because Kylie had a baby and could have gone and been in Vermont with her baby and having a regular ass life, looking like a regular ass motherfucker. But Kylie don't want to do that shit. So that part I don't like, and I don't really feel bad for. Like, you are really, really, telling us this whole song and dance sad story, but at the end of the day, everything that we're watching is also part of the vehicle that gets you to the billion. So I'm supposed to feel bad. I don't, but I also will never be able to separate the fact that I seen the video of Paris Hilton saying the N-word, and I'll never forget. So I did, my heartstrings were tugged on for maybe 2.2 seconds. I was like, yeah, but she's still racist, so.
Oh no. I've never seen that. I really couldn't. I mean, I think I watched maybe like a season or two of The Simple Life. I prefer Nicole Richie in that duo, but never really loved or was interested in Paris Hilton. She just seemed like just too, she just seemed really stupid. Just her whole.
The thing is, there's really nothing interesting about any of them except for that. They're all extremely rich for no ass. I mean, it's not no ass reason. Listen, Paris Hilton works hard as fuck. That's the truth. That bitch is on an airplane. She's traveling
Oh
here
my
and there.
God.
She's. And I mean, I don't know nothing about no DJs. That shit don't look that hard to me to push a button. But she really seemed like she was working hard, and I couldn't do it. So it's
She was gone
something.
like what? She said 256 days a year, something like that.
Yeah, she doesn't vacation. She doesn't relax. Her whole thing is chasing that dollar. And so, like, there is a level of respect there. That bitch does work. And, like, there are places in the world where it's 2002 for Paris Hilton. You know what I'm saying? Like, she steps off a plane in Japan and motherfuckers are fainting and shit. Like, so that part of that life is addictive. So, as much as she wants, she, what happens is she gets back to the United States. She's sitting in her, surrounded by all her things with tags still on it, with all her dogs and all her, pictures of herself. And she doesn't have a boyfriend currently at the moment. And she sits there and she feels sad and she feels lonely because everyone around her has had families and children and they go do this and they go do that. So she doesn't have that life because she doesn't have it. She thinks she wants that. She does not want that.
I can't see her. I don't know. She just, I mean, when they were talking about, if she wanted to have kids or not, I didn't feel like she was too, and sometimes that can change, right? Like you can just feel like you don't want it and then find the right person and change your mind and decide that you do. And but it just didn't seem like that seemed to be like a desire for her or something that she was excited about.
And that's the crazy, like, so you're making all this money for what? Where? What's gonna be? Who gonna get it?
It's like, why would you work so hard if you're not going to, take vacations, take time off, enjoy it? Like, oh my God, can you imagine just coming into that kind of money? I wouldn't do anything ever again.
What are you talking about? If there would be no reason, girl, I don't know you.
Pod
I don't know
what?
nobody. I don't know nobody. I had three kids. That's a lie. That's a doppelganger. I don't know. That's why I like that law where if you win the lottery, they have a law here in New York now where if you win the lottery, you don't have to disclose that it was you, bitch. You would never see me again. Melissa, but what about the children? The children gonna be straight. I'm gonna send them a card every month. What about your husband? What about him? He's gonna be straight too. I'm gonna send him somebody to take care of the kids. What you talking about? Well, what are you gonna do? Don't worry about what the fuck I'm doing. Well, can I get your number? No. Well, how much did you win? What? That is really a fucking personal question. Do I ask you how much money you make? Yeah, but you didn't make it. You won. Do I ask you how much money you have?
You've really thought completely this through. Inappropriate.
100%. Mercy would be straight. Shorty might not. I mean, Shorty going to get half the payments Mercy get. But for real, though, I don't know any of y'all. Straight up. Fugue state. So either if I ever go missing, it's because I won the lottery and didn't tell y'all's ass. Then I've given everybody the approved pictures they can run while motherfuckers look for me.
Now, if you won the lottery and you peaced out, would you change your identity or would you remain who you are and just be totally underground?
Remain exactly who I am and be underground doing rich shit. 100. Oh, girl, I have every... my whole face. Wherever the lines are, fill it up. Put a needle right in there. But I don't want to look rubbery and crazy. Right. I want to look like me.
Right.
I'm getting in cryogenic tanks, bitch. I get breathing fucking treatments. I fucking
vitamin drips.
Yep. Oh, all that. I get hydrated twice a week. The man comes and just, he just does that. Bitch, I have a person who comes here and they move my body for me, strap me to the machine and move that shit. You mean to tell me you're going to win the lottery and then still do you, like regular?
No, I wouldn't do me. I would sell my house. I would move. And then I would travel. I'd pull my kids out of school and get them tutors and travel with them.
Oh, you know, I know a woman that does that right now.
Really?
And they traveled the entire globe. She pulls them out of school for weeks at a time and they do that.
Gosh. Yeah, that would be so amazing. I would love that.
That would be amazing. I could set that up for my kids and then they can come see me when they get back. I'm not facilitating that shit.
Oh my God.
Where do you want to travel to?
Oh, wow. I haven't thought about that for a while. I would really like, this sounds so weird and it's not exotic. I would really like to go to like the Pacific Northwest and go to Washington State, go to Oregon. I would like to go up into Canada. That's probably like here if I'm staying like local, I would like to go do that. I don't know about international. Do you have any place that you'd like to go?
I've been and I'm going to just go back.
Where?
Brazil.
Ooh, I've never been
to
Brazil.
That's the only place to be.
Oof. Really?
Oof. Oof. Wowzers. Wowzers. Girl, first of all, just laying on the beach and looking at bodies all day is amazing because they have, I mean, it's just, obviously, everybody's different and there's tens of thousands of different body shapes, but everybody there is super duper comfortable with their body. There ain't no bathing suit. The bathing suit is very small.
Yeah.
And everybody wears what they want to wear when they want to wear it. And so, like, it's just a different way to live in your body there.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was there 2 weeks, and bitch, I was cute. I showed up, and first, everybody knew I was an American because I was in there in that big-ass tankini. And I looked around on the second day. I was like, I got to get new bathing suits. I look crazy. I mean, we stopped by that store, and I got these little tiny bathing suits. Bitch, I was alive. The sun bakes down on your ass.
Yeah.
Fucking little boy comes and you give him some money and all day long he just keeps bringing you drinks you like. And then at the end you tip him a lot of money. You don't know where that little boy went, where came from. I don't know, this little boy. You know, you try to cover yourself before they come, but this ain't shit they ain't never seen before.
Yeah.
There's earrings. The lady walks around and there's tens of thousands of earrings that nobody is wearing when you're home. And sure enough, I brought them chandelier earrings home from Brazil in 2002. And then everybody started wearing them, motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Another Nostradamus moment for me. I loved it there. I would go back in a heartbeat.
I mean, there not now. For fun or for work?
Fun. Ugh. It was a long ass trip too, but it was great. It's a long ass flight. I mean, I'm not going.
We have a lot. We like have a handful of Brazilians just here in our neighborhood, and they go back. Yeah, quite often. Yeah.
Oh, they that voice they have. Oh, obrigada. They just talk crazy. Everything is just smooth. Everything smells like a fucking coconut. It's just different there. It's great. Yeah. Everybody, nobody has shoes on because you know Havaianas. That's just the shoe.
Yeah.
If the club, the nightlife is a little oons, but it is great for people watching. I wouldn't go there to that shit now. I would just be in a Brazilian jungle, eating up straight meat off the bone and laying down all day.
Is it in Brazil where you do ayahuasca?
What's that?
Where do you go in South America to do ayahuasca?
What's ayahuasca?
It's like a drink. It's made out of bark. And I think it's tree bark. That might be. What's that stuff you get in the Dominican? Maybe I'm confusing the two. Mamawana? Is that what that's called? What is that called? I don't know.
I don't know, but this but you like, have just
it's a, like it's a hallucinogenic. So you drink this tea, you have like a shaman or somebody there with you that's like guiding you on your trip. And but like it can be like really like you could be like vomiting 1 minute and then like hysterically laughing. You could be like shitting yourself and then like crying your face off because you're so sad. But it's like super spiritual. Like it's apparently like amazing.
Super spiritual. I don't need to be vomiting before I meet God. Hey, God, what's up? Let me just finish taking this shit. I don't know when this part's going to wear off. Let me know when you're ready.
But it's like it's supposedly like transformative, like people that have like severe depression and anxiety. I've heard people talk about it like as far as like curing those problems and like recovering from a lot of mental health issues. I mean,
I bet you can find something like some kind of tea and you could do that right now in your living room in Ohio.
Yeah, right? But you need like you need somebody to be like guiding you through it.
Oh, like with a fucking little triangle and shit.
Like somebody that knows like what to expect and how to help you like work through whatever it is that you're feeling. Yeah, for sure.
I'll Google it.
It's in South America, but now I can't remember where you do it.
I have not really had good experiences with hallucinogenics, so all of it sounds really exciting and cool.
But yeah,
I'd be scared. Mm-mm. I had one bad trip one time and was like, nah, mushrooms can suck a dick.
Oh, no.
You done mushrooms before?
No, I want to, but Chris says no.
Yeah, it's... Mm-mm.
It sounds so fun, though.
It did at first. At first, what happens is the warmth washes over you. Whole body gets warm and tingly. You're like, yeah, cool, baby, cool. But then slowly but surely... That little grudge bitch shows up. I swear to God, at first I was like, ooh, y'all feel... I looked around, I was like, y'all feel like you're in a fucking potato right now? Like, I fucking... What? This is amazing. And then the next thing you know, definitely every life choice I made was bad. Definitely someone was about to kill me. Oh my God, what did I put online? I gotta delete my whole website. How the fuck do I get that? Oh my God, how do I delete everything? Delete everything. Delete my whole life. This is crazy. What the fuck have I done? Really bad.
Oh gosh.
To where the next day there was a burnt pizza in the oven and fucking all the knives were missing. Nah, I ain't never doing that again.
Oh no, I think Netflix like had a special back in the spring about like psychedelics and gosh, it sounds like a really good time, so maybe not.
I bet you and Chris could take like a 4-day weekend and experience some shit and you know, y'all go camping and shit, do some shit in the woods together or whatever. But
oh, no woods. That's where you get murdered. Didn't you hear about that kid that just like escaped? His dad got murdered in their campsite and this kid got away.
What?
Yes.
Where?
I forget where it was. Shit. But
Here
in the United States, he and his dad went camping and dad,
white,
both white, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, dad was getting murdered and this kid got away and he was running and called his mom a couple of times and she missed the call. And he was like leaving messages like, I don't think I'm going to make it much longer. And finally, I think maybe they were able to triangulate him because, you know, his cell must have bounced off the tower or something. I probably have this whole story wrong, but I'm going to look this up because he's like on the
cover. Wait, this recently just happened?
Just this week. He's on the cover of People magazine.
What?
Yeah.
Somebody went camping in a pandemic and started murdering folks?
Yeah.
Was it a targeted thing against this kid's dad or was it just random?
I don't know. When I first looked at the, because it came through on my news feed, and when I first looked at it, it didn't really have much information other than the fact that, like, he escaped. Okay, here we go. After his father was shot.
Wrong. Start over. You have to read it like an NPR story. Start at the top.
Okay. A teen who escaped his dad's killer sent goodbye videos to mom. Don't think I'm going to make it. After his father was shot, Jack Gershom, 15, ran into the woods and sent a series of harrowing messages to his panicked mother. It was around 4 p.m. on July 3rd, 2020, when Paige Gershom sent a text to her 15-year-old son, Jack, after her husband, Ari, a physician and pharmaceutical executive, didn't respond to his phone. That morning, the father and son had gone on an off-roading trip to California's Tahoe National Forest in the family's new Jeep. I texted Jack and I said, "Are you guys okay?" And I didn't hear back from Jack either. So I started to get worried, but not too worried because I knew they were far out there, so they probably didn't have a signal, she says. Around 5:30 p.m., Paige noticed two video texts from Jack. The first was just Woods, very Blair Witch Project, and I'm like, they're messing with me, Paige tells People in the new issue. He was talking about how he's in the woods. He doesn't know where he is. He needs help. I immediately called him. I said, "Where is Dad?" And he said, "He was shot. He's dead." I couldn't wrap my head around it. I told him, "I need to get to you, but I don't even know who to call. He could be anywhere in four counties. His battery was dying. I was panicked."
Okay, hold on. The dad was just shot randomly in the woods?
Yes.
Was he robbed? Nothing like that?
Jack, after escaping the gunman who fatally shot his father, ran into the woods. They caught the guy, though. They did catch him. I remember reading that. The following day, around 4, teams trained in human trafficking from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, along with their dogs, Beto and Champ, found Jack near a stream. He was strong, and the fish... Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Not long after Jack's rescue, an ATV attempted to ram a police checkpoint. After the chase, the driver, John Conway, 40, was arrested. He was later charged with Ari's murder, attempted murder, burglary, and firearm crimes. He has yet to enter a plea.
What was John Conway's motivation here?
No fucking clue. That's what happens when you go into the woods. You never go camping. You should never go camping.
I can't believe you're saying that. I would never go camping, but you would go camping.
No, never. Mm-mm.
I would never go camping.
No, not
First
unless...
First of all, that's stupid as fuck.
Yeah, not unless it's like in an RV. Like a nice
RV. Where am I
going to
put the toilet paper? I just wipe my ass. Where now? What?
Well, the toilets are apparently like very fancy now.
Then that ain't camping.
Yes, it is. Like in an RV and you like just go set up at a campground. Like that's the only way. Not in a tent.
Okay, that is camping still.
Yeah,
I'm
but
talking
like,
about I'm not laying in, I'm not sleeping outside. It's just not
no.
happening.
No.
If there are bears, if there are fucking monkeys, owls, eagles, I'm not doing that. I'm not.
No. Mm-mm.
Also, I've heard of other stories where motherfuckers just got slashed in a tent.
Yes.
You're just in the tent and somebody got slashed. That shit's happening.
Yes. It happened. No way. No, thank you. Mm-mm. Nope.
And I don't care how many spins you put on it. Okay, so you put some fucking pixie lights and shit up. That ain't glamping. Kiss my whole ass. it's just camping with cute accessories that you can post on Instagram. Shut your ass up. I'm going in house. Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. So I need to read up on John Conway.
Yeah.
Does John Conway have mental health issues?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything come out about him. It's just all been this kid.
Wow. But
he's so young.
It's something with his daddy. John Conway probably know exactly who Ari is.
Well, there's an article that came up. Oh, but it's... let's see.
When we hang up, I'm going to figure the whole thing out. I'm going to Google it, and I'm going to figure the whole thing out.
Yeah, he this is just the NBC Bay Area just has like a picture, like his mugshot up.
How did he let the little boy get away?
The little boy ran away. He was distracted, I think.
Because it wasn't like one of those, you know, like Ted Bundy shit where he's doing it for like sexual gratification, stabbing a motherfucker up and all that shit. It was a shot, like a clean shot. Like I think he needed to get it over with and quickly.
Yeah, probably.
So, here we go.
According to the Sierra County Sheriff's Office, they believe that this was a random act of violence at the hands of 40-year-old John Conway of Oroville. Well, this guy was, he was on Butte County's most wanted list in August 2019. They were seeking Conway for a felony warrant charging him with vandalism, battery, and two counts of making terrorist threats. So, not a good guy.
Okay, so maybe it was random.
The sheriff's office said at some point the Gershoms came across Conway while on a dirt road. Conway started shooting.
Oh, see, No.
Yeah. Terrifying. Do not go into the woods.
There was no reason to be in the woods. How did we even get on the topic of being in the woods?
How did we get on this? Oh, my God. Where did we go from here? I don't even remember.
Well, the point is, there's no camping.
No
boarding school camping.
No.
There's no...
parent your children instead of sending them to boarding school.
I mean, there's that.
Preteens.
She really had nothing
us.
But time in the... Well, she had nothing but time.
What was she doing?
Kathy, what... You had nothing but time.
And help. And money. And resources.
Thank you again for listening to the episodes. As you know, you can hit that link tree in the bio on Instagram. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on the private Facebook. You can find us on Instagram, obviously, because you come to the Monday Night Lives.
Twitter.
You can find us on Twitter. You have been finding us there. Hi, Michael K. from D-Listed. If you're listening, if you got this far, well, you probably didn't get this far, but thank you.
Thank you to Barry. Barry posting over on Pod and Color and sending people our way. Thank you so much.
I love Barry. And I love that tag. That tag works. She is a podcast master. So thank you. And again, your ratings and reviews have been wonderful. So continue to do that. We posted them. Actually, we have a new highlight on our Instagram where if we mention your rating or your review, it goes and it lives forever in that little highlight. So again, we're all friends and family here. Virtual hugs. And we will see you on Monday at the live to discuss this episode. So come ready with your homework done, i.e. watch that Paris Hilton documentary.
3-load the episode with this, actually. Why not?
Ew.
Ew? They gotta wait till the end? I'm keeping...
You'll have to edit this out.
No, I'm keeping this all in.
I was like ads at the beginning of a thing. Oh, yeah, you just got here. Before we get to the thing that you wanted to do, we're going to talk to you about all the shit you don't really want to hear, but real quick, let's do this, let's do that, let's do this, and let's do that. Now, 20 minutes later, you can hear the episode you came to hear. What?
They can always fast forward if they're not, if their
I think that's rude. I think that's, well, then they can fast forward to the very end.
Okay.
If they want to hear their name. I mean, that's me.
Okay.
I came to listen to the goddamn podcast. I ain't going to listen to all this shit. I mean, don't get me wrong, thank you for liking and listening, but like I feel like these are the ending credits. Don't leave this in. We'll see. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.